This is Captain Joey Carmack with Wharf Rat Guide Services. I'm a part-time guide and full-time waterman. We primarily fish the Virginia Beach coastal waters, Chesapeake Bay, and local inshore tributaries of it. I hope everyone's gotten a chance to enjoy this warm weather and get out fishing. This warm snap and all the light winds recently have really got the inshore drum and trout worked up. Not going to last forever, though. Looks like the temps are going to start dropping this weekend. This will be up for a while. Hopefully this bite will still keep going. The warm temps have definitely pushed the fish a little bit shallower to feed, and they are taking full advantage. The drum have really been hungry. You've been seeing some larger schools eating almost anything we throw. The voodoo shrimp have been producing the biggest fish. Paddle seals are working too, and the paddle seals were the top choice for the trout we were catching as well. These fish are high in the water column, which is definitely not typical for January. This is kind of a, you know, we don't always get conditions like this. So I definitely recommend trying to take advantage. Warm and cloudy conditions can also work for a midwinter topwater bite right now. Fish are hungry. They've been cold for a while, and I don't know if they're thinking about spring or what's going on, but it's definitely some fun fishing. Large schools, kind of what's going on, is large schools are traveling around right now. Fish that were either planning on heading south that either didn't make it into the bay with our last cold snap and are just wintering here now, or fish that have just been moving down from the colder waters upstream into more of the tributary areas where there is a little bit of warmer water moving in from the bay, a little bit of warmer water moving into the ocean, keeping things a little bit warmer, where they're probably going to park it for a while. Also, getting some reports from a friend who was fishing down at the Sandbridge Pier. They were catching trout and redfish down there, which means that warm water probably had these fish on the move as well. For some less optimistic news, bass striper season is out now. Ocean season is open, but I don't really have any high hopes for it. Last Friday, a couple of buddies and I just went out to go troll the bridge tunnel. It was two nights before the season closed. It was a nice, calm evening, beautiful conditions, and it was loaded down. Everything was loaded down with menhaden, but there was no fish. We didn't see any. We didn't see any marks. We basically trolled all the way from the high rise to the small boat channel behind the first island. It was driving me crazy. And so we went back Saturday morning, went back in the fog, went and found those schools of bait again, tried jigging on them, tried casting on the rocks. And, we didn't see any fish. It's not to say they weren't there. It's a big bridge tunnel. But I was getting reports of people catching them up further mid-bay. That's probably where they are. So that's why I'm not too hopeful for the ocean season right now. If we've got bait, we might get some fish moving down who've come down from the ocean. We'll see. I mean, we've been saying, I think everyone's been hopeful for it for the past 6 to 8 years now. It just hasn't happened. So I'll keep eyeing on it. If something happens, I'll definitely let y'all know. This is Captain Joey Carmack, and thanks again for checking out Salt Strong's weekly fishing reports for Virginia Beach.